A founder and president of the Volta Foundation, Domega Raymond Okujeto, says last Saturday's peaceful and colorful installation of two chiefs, Togbe Nyaho Tomaklu, in private life called Group Captain Albert Tomaklu and Togbe Chikata, otherwise called Jeffrey Chikata, is a testimony of the unity and love among the Angmos. Domega Okujeto commended former President Rawlings and other senior citizens of Anglo for spending quality time to grace the occasion.
It was a very colorful ceremony, and it brought all the Anglos together once again after problems we've had in the past. Again, even our brother J.J. Rawlings was very much there. I couldn't believe J.J. would be there from 10 o'clock in the morning. It was colorful because we've gone back to history, bringing what our forebears had left for us. Togbe Nyaho had gone home long ago, and there was a problem. It took 9 years to bring one on the stool again, and then Togbe Chikata and co. So I'll say a signal is being sent to the entire nation that the Anglos are together once more.
Does that mean development for us? Does that mean unity for us?
Don't forget, I am the one spearheading the construction of the Qatar Harbour through my foundation, the Volta Foundation. It's a $1 billion project which I am determined to see implemented. If we are together, then together we will impress on the government to execute the project. Therefore, it really definitely means development for the Volta region as a Anglo, in particular the Volta region as a whole, because if the harbour is constructed, the Eastern Corridor is also constructed, it will open the entire eastern sector to Burkina Faso, thereby creating jobs for the entire Volta region, not only for the Anglo. Together we can do it. As the saying goes, divided it will not be done. But together, yes, because the people who came on Saturday were many. The place was chock-a-block. The reception was just too good. That's too good. So, yeah, it opened the doors for development. The answer is yes.
Mr. Okujeto, apart from the harbor you want to construct, we understand that we have oil in our basin. What are we doing about that oil, and what other development are we also thinking about?
Well, I have been told reliably so that some companies have already entered into agreement with the GNPC using satellites to investigate the actual location of the oil. But apart from that, the offshore one is already, you know, being explored. Yeah, actually, I even gave them the name. I gave them four names and they picked one of them for the offshore oil. That I've been told should come on stream in less than a year. And that's why I said, in view of the oil deposit in the Voltaean business, we need to position ourselves with a harbor for the eventual use by these oil companies.
From the initial search, do you think it is in commercial quantity?
Yes, from what I've been told, it's very... Well, we've even been told that it's even more than the Jubilee Fields. That's what we've been told from reliable sources. Much larger than the Jubilee Fields.
Founder and president of the Volta Foundation, Domega Raymond Okujeto, talking to George Ankra.